space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
friend.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, pushing the limits of duct tape and baling wire. Going to see what happens here. I'm trying to get a live stream together. Alrighty, here we go. I think I got something going on there. Pushing the limits of duct tape and baling wire. That's what I'm saying. Alright, so let's see what happens. I'm trying to stream over on YouTube at the same time while trying to live stream or stream the radio show. And so we're going to have to see what happens there. And I got some sort of weird commercial happening right now. Alright, I don't need none of that. Okay, so here we go. If you do happen to pop into the live chat over there at the YouTube channel, look it up on YouTube. I don't know if there's probably a link. Wait a second. Hold on. Maybe I didn't do something right here. There we go. Try it now. Pushing buttons. You're live. Hooray. Alright, so once again, I've sat here talking and nothing was happening. I'm pushing the limits of duct tape and baling wire, and I'm trying to broadcast on YouTube at the same time while I am broadcasting on Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio Network. So, if I don't see your comment, quickly enough, then I apologize for that because I'm, like, juggling here. Let me spin the camera around for those who are looking in on the chat or the live stream on YouTube. Got a lot of things to do here. So I don't know if you can see all that. Everything seems to be all tight there. What's going on? Alright, there we go. So you can see there's quite a bit going on, and there's quite a bit of dust involved as well. I'm going to move this up here. Alright, so basically I'm hoping to get a open dialogue going on, and I'm trying to get the doggone I'm trying to get the technology to cooperate, which may be another interesting deal. Let me see if I can shrink this one here down so I can see the chat over there at People for People Radio. Look, folks, go over there and say hi to People for People. Alright? See if that catches up there. It says, there we go. I'm seeing it now. So, anyway, where was I? Oh, okay. So I'm making an attempt to broadcast. Of course, YouTube's telling me it's not receiving my video fast enough. And so, they did that yesterday, but it still went ahead and recorded everything. So we're just going to give it a shot and see what happens. If it happens good, then it happens. If not, then We'll just deal with it. That's People for People Radio over there. Go check them folks out. They're nice. Anyway, let's see where we're at now. Okay, so there's a lot of money being made on YouTube, but it ain't by people like myself. There's a lot of people making money off of global warming / climate change. But once again, it's not myself, and I'd like to play this doggone deal right here about how these people are making money off of climate change. However, if I try that, then I guess I'm going to end up with a copyright thing, and then YouTube will kick me to the curb. And so since I don't necessarily want to get kicked to the curb, I guess I will just not play that. But anyway, what I can do, because it's not the same deal, this is a doggone article on the Heritage Foundation. It says follow the climate change money. And I'm not going to read the whole entire thing, but what I do want to say is that there's a lot of money being spent on something that not everyone's in agreement on, to put it lightly. they're saying that the doggone science is settled, which is a big lie. They say the debate is over, which is another big lie. Debate hasn't even started. But either way, there's a few numbers that show up out here. It's like, according to a recent report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, federal funding for climate change research technology, international assistance and adaptation has increased from $2.4 billion in 1993 to $11.6 billion in 2014, with an additional $26.1 billion for climate change programs and activities provided by the American Recovery Reinvestment Act in 2009. So there's a lot of money on the table there, got to do with climate change. Now last night I did a live stream on YouTube there, and I was talking about why it is that I'm having trouble getting anything accomplished. And so I'm going to type in free energy again. And what you end up with when you type in free energy, you end up with a whole lot of bogus devices, debunking videos, even some crazy ones, and you can't never seem to find anything, credible, with exception, you might see people down in there, like John Bedini's picture showed up down there somewhere, and he was a good guy. Of course, he's no longer with us. Stan Myers, same thing, no longer with us. There's a lot of alternative energy researchers that just didn't fare so well for trying to share the same types of things that I'm trying to share with the world. Now, I'm doing my best, folks, but like I said, I'm working on duct tape and baling wire, trying to keep this whole thing together. And it does get kind of frustrating, because when you're trying to do something that you think is going to be good for the world, you just don't seem to be able to get over the hurdles of the fence, so to speak, or whatever the fence that they put up in front of you, as far as censorship, people out there constantly debunking you, people out there constantly trying to misquote the laws of physics and try to tell you how stupid you are for what you're trying to share. And so there's a lot of alternative energy researchers that just get discouraged and they walk away. Well, I put this platform together on ShazizRadio.com, Shaziz.com, and Shaziz.net for podcasts and people to join in and try to work together to get some things resolved in alternative energy. It's becoming apparently obvious that it's not going to be something that is going to be easy to do. Now, as far as the science isn't the problem. It's not the problem of, building a free energy device. It's never been that. The problem is that the finances, the resources, the hindrances, the hurdles that one has to overcome to get anything done. If you follow the money, like I said on there, go on Google and look up money spent on climate change. How much money? It says climate change has cost the government $350 billion. That's just one article on there. But the reality of it is it's probably going to be in the trillions of dollars. And it's probably not just one company or one country. It's probably lots of countries. And they're all paying money out for absolutely no result. Now, I got a gizmo sitting over here that didn't cost no $350 billion. But it's not cheap either. It takes a little bit of money, because the reason why I'm trying to do this the way that I'm doing it is so that you can obviously see if you're watching in on the live stream, this is made out of clear acrylic, the flywheel and everything, because when it's all said and done and I explain everything, I want everybody to be able to see inside this so that they not only see how it's working, but they can understand the science behind why it is I'm saying what it is that I'm saying. So this is why it takes me a long time to do these things, because it, just like the neodymium magnet accelerator that I showed, it's also, you can see through it. My plasma reactor, you can see inside of that. I want you to be able to see inside these things so that you understand exactly how they're functioning, so that you can see the reactions while they're going on. And I want you to be able to replicate it. I want you to be able to, you know, by the time everything's all said and done, you walk away with some knowledge that you can share with everybody else, and it ain't gonna cost you nothing. Now, these folks on the, you know, in the government and companies and corporations out there, they're the ones that are invested in green energies, are the big money men out there, and they're not doing it for your sake, if you understand what I'm saying. They're not doing it so that you will save money and that you won't have to pay an electric bill. They're trying to build the infrastructure before they ever even get it done, so that you still have to pay. Now, if you had your own setup out there, you wouldn't have to worry about paying an electric bill. And that's what the majority of people who are looking into alternative energy and free energy and zero point are really seriously interested in, is helping the average Joe out so they don't have to pay a doggone electric bill unnecessarily. Now, even if you did have to pay an electric bill, you should be at least being paid, you know, charged fairly, you know, maybe for a little bit of maintenance on some equipment or something like that. But for the most part, if it's free energy, you shouldn't be having to pay for it. It's the same thing with water. You got to pay for water, too. You know, you go out and buy these bottles of water right here, you know. That's probably a dollar standing there right there, give or take, who knows. It just depends on where you buy it. But that dollar, that bottle of water, I'm paying for the cleanliness, I guess, and the nifty package and the convenience of it, you know, having a little jug that I can tote around with me. But in reality, the earth is 3/4 covered in water. It shouldn't cost anything, but, you know, hey, it's, they provide a service. And this is the whole key. This is why that everything is so hard to get done. The people out there that are pushing this climate change and global warming lie, they don't care about you. They don't care about the people in what they like to call third world countries, is what I can't stand that terminology, because I don't think any nation should be a third world country. But they don't care about the cleanliness of their water. I also posted over here in the Super Chat room, if I can get back over there, I posted a link that's really curious to me. It's kind of interesting. It had to do with that doggone Storm Area 51 deal that you've been hearing about. And whether they do or they don't, but I posted a video link inside here, this this one YouTube deal that's Explore With Us or something like that. I can't remember the actual name. And I'd like to play some of their content as well, but once again, I don't want to mess around with YouTube getting kicked to the curb for copyrighted stuff, so I gotta mind my P's and Q's. But I posted it over there. You watch that video, and they had some interesting concepts about what might really be going on out there in Area 51, and it may not have anything to do with alien technology or anything like that. It might have to do with the fact that they're dumping materials that they don't want people to know about, hiding crimes over there or whatever. How could we know? I mean, the place is locked down like Fort Knox, but I don't suggest that anyone gather in masses and go over there and try to storm the place. For one, if there's toxic crud around there, You sure don't want no part of that. But nonetheless, somebody said, have you played the drums recently? Well, not really recently, but yeah, I still play the drums. The thing is, my, I don't know, there's a video I've put out called Forces of Darkness, and it was talking about how my lab got flooded. And you can see in this area that I'm at right here, this is just a tight little space, and so I'm actually still in the process of building a larger lab where I got room to move around, and I'm not so cramped up with everything that's going on. Let me see if I can scoot this back here. Give you a little bit better idea. What kind of... I'm like in a pinch, man. I need lab space. So this little area that you're seeing right here, I gotta wait for this doggone thing to catch up, I guess. I don't know if it froze up or what, but I'll move this around slowly, and there I am. Hello. And you can see really tight quarters. Alright, there's a neodymium magnet accelerator over there. So it's really tight quarters. So what my hopes is to get my lab all together and be able to do some really high quality live streams and radio broadcast to share everything with everybody, and you know, basically try to get this doggone thing done. I'm impatient. I'm wanting to try to give everybody every bit of information that I got access to, and so that, you know, all this research that I've done doesn't go to waste. Now, let me see if I can get us back over here by this deal. I know they got screen capture software, and it's probably in the OBS, but I gotta learn how to use it, I guess. But anyway, if you go on this webpage here, Stephen Gibbons put a link together, a page together, that, let me just click on it right there. And I think there's
the free energy is all around you. While all of us researchers out here are doing work such as alternative energy ideas and many more, right now you've got access to solar. I've got a video out there.
All right, sorry about that. That's me talking about free energy. But if you look on this page right here, Stephen's put all kinds of effort into putting videos of researchers and information and links of all kinds of stuff. All right, now, if you're interested in alternative energy, go over there and check out this stuff. There's all kinds of information available. He took a lot of time and effort to put all these links. You can see how many links is available on here. This is incredible. All right? He did an awesome job. And the, you know, the best thing, amazing thing is Stephen, he's a wonderful guy. He's always in the chat room, and he volunteered his time to do this. Nobody paid him to do that. I mean, it was just awesome of him to actually do that. He did it because he believes in what we're doing here, and that to me is awesome. So that right there is a big valuable resource for you. If you go over here to, let me see, Mad Science, you click on the Mad Science podcast page, there are tons and tons and tons of podcasts, previous podcasts of previous shows, all kinds of things, people talking about all kinds of different subjects of alternative energy. And when we ran out of room over here, we put a link to more podcasts over here at shaziz.net. So, Firefox, why you gotta do that? Allow and remember. See, this drives me insane, man. Alright, so, if you go over here to shaziz.net, there's even more. There's Music with Kara Hour radio show. There's the Hope Show podcast. And there's Knights of the Round Table podcast. And there's Mad Science podcast. So, if you if you can't find it on here, man, just call me up on Skype. Add me as a contact on Skype and let's talk about what you're interested in. So, those websites are all available. You got, let me see if I can add another doggone deal there. Shaziz.com is, it's basically, you got access to all of it. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, everything is links to all of it. So if you can't find me, you're really not looking, because I'm there. And so with that said, let's get this sorted out here. Anyway, so follow the money on there. Doggone, that's a blurry old picture going on there. This dang camera just ain't, it ain't zooming in, I guess. Maybe I just moved everything too fast. Sorry about that. But either way, go to shazizradio.com and check it out. And if you hear something talked about on the show and you're interested in that and you wanna talk more about it, call me up on Skype. You know, join in on the radio show. The only thing I ask is if you're in on that radio show is that you don't use foul language, because I'm trying to be respectful to everybody. I'm trying to, deliver a message in the best manner possible. Anyway, think about all this money that has been spent on climate change. Down here at the bottom of this article, it says for $5 trillion, we could feed everyone on the planet, end malaria, and provide clean water and reliable electricity to every remote village in Africa, and we would probably have enough money left over to find a cure for cancer and Alzheimer's. The entire Apollo project put a man on the moon cost less than $200 billion. So, it's not that we don't have what we need, folks, and that's what I've been trying to say for a long time. It hasn't never been that we have an energy crisis, because we don't. And it's not that we don't have what we need, it's that the funds and the resources and all that, from governments to companies and corporations and people with specific agendas to get wealthy, aren't in it for you. They're not in it for the people of the world. We have every single solution necessary to resolve all the problems that you hear about, including pollution. And so what I'm wondering is, where are all the Greenpeace people? Where are all the environmentalists? I threw down the gauntlet, I don't know how many times, against all the different science guys out there, government entities, and all these so-called environmentalists. I threw down the gauntlet, and not one of them ever came and said, yeah, let's talk about this thing. We think you're wrong. Right? Okay, it's all right to think I'm wrong. You know, just tell me why. And tell the rest of the people here why you think I'm wrong. Why is it that we can't solve these problems that you keep claiming we got? According to the people on, like, what's their name, Ocasio-Cortez or whatever, this new freshman Congress lady up there spewing out a bunch of hate and all that kind of stuff. She said that we need the Green New Deal. Alright, she said we only got 12 years before the end of the world. Which is ridiculous, and you know it as well as I know it. It's ridiculous. But nonetheless, that's what they're saying. So if you're saying that, and somebody's telling you we got a solution to incredible efficiency, and there's a way to fix all this using existing technology, then why in the heck are we spending so much money as taxpayers of the world to a organization that hasn't accomplished anything? You would think that if global warming and climate change were really that big of a deal, if it was the truth, then they'd want to be putting research money in the hands of anybody and his brother, because the urgency would be that we're all going to die if we don't get it done. But that's not what's happening. That's not what you're seeing. You're not seeing anyone invest in things like what you're seeing right here before your eyes. You know, if I raise this thing up over here and you see there's a doggone storage bank back there. And I showed this in yesterday's podcast, or live stream, or whatever. But this is just a tiny little example. This doesn't even scratch the surface, but it's a start to trying to explain to people that there's a different way to use energy than the standard model. And so these folks, they don't care. All right, they're spending all this money and they say that we're doomed in 12 years. If we're doomed in 12 years, you'd think they'd be wanting to call anybody and his brother who had any kind of, you know, solution or idea. Hey, let's put the ideas on the table. How can we fix this? We're all going to die if we don't. But they don't. Man, this has been going on since I was a kid. And the people don't—they're not putting money where it could be. Instead, what you get when you go on the internet, on YouTube, when you type in free energy, maybe that's the hard part right there. Maybe I shouldn't ever say free energy. Maybe I should just constantly say doggone incredible efficiency. But YouTube promotes this crap on here that they call free energy. And if you go click on any of these videos, let me do that. Let me find one and just click on one that we know for a fact's got to be ridiculous. Okay, free energy using speaker magnet technology 2019. I'm going to click on this and I'm going to mute it, because more than likely it's got some sort of crazy music with it, because these things are ridiculous. But there's one ad. Alright. Put that up here on the big screen. We're watching an ad there. These guys are making money right now. Alright. Let's cheat them out of a little bit of money. Let's skip the ad. Alright. Now, let's see. Normally, you'll find them and they'll have little bitty deals all the way down across this thing that shows those where the ads are placed in there. I mean, it's nothing but an ad farm. You'll find them on there. You might get surprised on this one, even though it's definitely not free energy. It got, he's hot gluing to a wrench and wrapping some wire on this thing, and he's going to make free energy with it. Really? Come on, folks. Let me see if I can find one of the ad farms. Because I know they're there. So, you know, what he's doing could possibly make a transformer. That's logical. You can make a transformer, but it's not free energy. Let me see if I can find one. All right, do it yourself, info yourself. Let's see here. Huh. Well, I'm guessing it's going to make a liar out of me. Because I don't see any of these doggone... Maybe YouTube... Nope, there's one. Yep. There's one right there. That'll be popping up all the way through the whole entire deal. It used to be able, you used to be able to see where these ads were. But they'll be popping up throughout the entire deal. This video probably goes for 12.53 minutes or whatever. And it's probably got a ton of advertising in there. Sometimes you can actually skip ahead and then another ad will pop up right shortly. But that's what YouTube promotes. Ridiculous stuff. And so, you know, who knows? Huh. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm not going to click on any more of those. But either way, maybe I will. One more. Huh. So, there's an ad right there. There's tons of ads. These folks are making money off of it. They're making money off of telling everybody there's a free energy device. And then when you get there, it's a bunch of, you know what? It's a hockahooey. So let me see here. We're going to wrap some wire around the magnet. Huh. Let's fast forward it to the money shot, I guess. There you go. You got a light bulb, and it's running off of a wire and some magnet. Huh. See that? Look at that. Alright, this is why we can't get nothing done. This is exactly why we can't get nothing done. You got governments out there wasting billions of dollars on craziness. People who want to be good alternative energy researchers like, Mark Brash at Zero Fossil Fuel can't remember half their names, but they're all listed up there at the doggone in the chat room, but the links page over there at ShazizRadio.com, and Russ at RWG Research, he does real research. There's a lot of real researchers out there. Robert Murray Smith and a bunch of really good researchers out there that's actually doing things and trying to share information with everybody, but you don't see their videos pop up over here. Alright, now if you hit the right key term, you will find them. They're not beyond being found, but if it says anything about alternative energy, see, Tom Bearden, he talked about energy from the vacuum. John Bedini and John Searle and all these different alternative energy researchers, Stan Myers, there's so many of them. But you go down on YouTube and the ones that are getting the top billing are the ones that people support. You support these by even looking at them. When you click on them links, they got astronomical. Here's one with free energy generator using magnets in a speaker. Let's check this out. Alright, I'm going to mute this thing. And so, there's a commercial right there. Just waiting for it to give me the option to skip the ad. Some of them don't even allow you the option to skip the ad. There it goes. So, this video right here got 20,870 video views. And is it a joke? Some of them, you know, they do the video and then they'll turn around and say it's a joke and there ain't no such thing as free energy. But the point I'm trying to get to is these folks, they make the rest of the real researchers look ridiculous. And most of the folks out there trying to debunk alternative or free energy, they don't understand half of what they're saying. They don't definitely don't understand the laws of physics, how things actually work. The laws of physics aren't set there to basically stop you from doing things. If you use those so-called laws of physics to your advantage, then you can create incredibly efficient machines that, at worst case scenario, at least you're using less energy. At the very least. See, there's another ad. So far we got a piece of wire going on. Alright, now I'm getting ready to do another one. But nonetheless, this is what YouTube promotes. YouTube doesn't promote, fairness in how you get your search results and stuff like that. Click on that ad, get rid of that ad, tired of that. Every time you turn around, there's going to be an ad pop up in that doggone thing. These folks are making ad farms, and they're making a lot of money, and it's basically muddying up the water of clean, renewable, alternative energy, free energy, 0 point, over unity, whatever. It doesn't matter. The terminology that you use, the moment you say free energy, bam, you're sunk. Because this, you're in this quagmire of bogus devices that don't do what they say they're going to do. It's a lie. But they're making money off of it. And YouTube allows them to do that. That allows them to make money off of false claims. So, these folks that hide doggone batteries in wood and stuff like that, and, you know, of course it's funny, you know, when you're doing that, I guess, hiding batteries in there and calling it a free energy device. But if you're really seriously trying to get off the power grid, or you're really seriously trying to get information on how electricity works, YouTube is so muddied up with trash that you couldn't get the truth if you wanted it. And if you did get the truth, you'd be questioning it. See, here's another doggone ad. It's ad farm, man. This guy's gonna hot glue a speaker down to the deal, and he's gonna make a free energy device for you. And then you can replicate this. Got 216 thumbs up and 41 thumbs down. Alright? So, the ones you promote are the ones that's going to succeed. That's it. Yeah, Mahatma said, use ad block. Yeah, that's what I should be doing. But, once again, the more ads that are blocked on YouTube, the more of the alternative energy researchers that have their channels monetized get hurt by that. Like, YouTube started doing something that they called YouTube Red, and that's where you could go and you could pay to not have any ads on your video, and supposedly this was actually going to benefit the video creators, and you'd make more money, which it's a joke, because you're not making more money. You're not. Look, and folks, I'm not kidding with you. I showed yesterday on the live stream, I'm not even going to waste your time, but yesterday I showed on the live stream that I made a whole $4 in, it, first it said 13 cents, and then when I went back and looked at it earlier, it was a little less. I guess it depends on what you look at. But that was for the last 28 days of 280 some odd videos. And it, like I said, it ain't never been about the money for me. It's always been about, you know, doing the right thing. They said we need a clean, renewable alternative energy. They said the planet was heating up and all this craziness. But yet, the actions are different, you know. Look, did you see that ad in 1 minute? We gotta watch another ad. This is an ad farm just to watch a bogus video And yeah, I could get ad blocker. I could skip it too whenever that button comes up, but it makes, look, if you're a person that's really seriously into alternative and free energy, this is discouraging. Because you're going to think everyone is the same way. And this is why when I do my videos about my stuff like this generator that you're looking at over here, that it's a custom generator that has a specific design for the way that the magnets are on the rotor. And the reason is, ain't no shenanigans going on, all right? I want you to be able to see inside this thing when we start running this, and I got all the coils and stuff inside there, and I show you what's going on. I want you to understand exactly what's happening. I want you to know the physics behind it, and I want you to be able to see the numbers of what's going on. But this craziness that you see right here, this is just pure ridiculousness, and people are making a lot of money doing it. You go out there, all you gotta do is type free energy. Heck, if you want it, put redneck on it, and you'll get a lot of views of anything seems to say redneck on there. And here's the thing, folks, it doesn't even matter if they hate your guts. Even if they thumb your video down, the more people that come there to hate on you, the more money you make off of it. These folks know this. Now check this out. Look. Do you really honestly think that this is a working device? Check us out. And YouTube promotes that stuff. But it's okay, because even though YouTube supposedly, there's another ad. Alright, even though YouTube supposedly, you know, in it for the people, they're blatantly obviously not in it for the people. Alright, you know, while they want to suppress conservative thinking and anything conspiratorial, they say, that anything that they don't agree with, they want to suppress. Yet, this right here, if they were really to save the planet, that's the thing. These people say, you know, they're into saving the planet. They're into being nice to people. They're into making sure that the climate change and global warming don't get us all, right? Well, if they were seriously interested in saving the planet, they wouldn't be entertaining ridiculousness like this, and they would put other people who's doing real research higher up in the ratings and try to show people the possibilities of what can actually be accomplished using the same laws of physics that people try to use to debunk any possibility that energy is free. I said it before, I said it again. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. It's plain and simple. But I'm playing this video through because I want you to see. He's going to put a light bulb in there and it's going to light up. And people's going to be, ooh, ah, yeah, right. All right. 20,870 views on a piece of junk. And that's just one video. So, he's getting paid. This dude that's got this channel right here, he's getting paid. There comes the light bulb. Alright. Let's show it around to you now. No hidden batteries or anything like that. No, this is a real deal here. I'll plug this in. Look at that. We got even got a new ad for free curriculum. Amazing. Doggone light bulb getting ready to light up. Alright, come on, let's see it. There you go. You just saw it, folks. You witnessed free energy. Now, you as an intelligent person are not going to be allowed to have your intelligence insulted by this ridiculousness. And so when next time you go out there, and by the time you watch 100 of these videos, you're angry. And anybody who's a real researcher, you're not going to pay attention to nothing they're saying. Or you're going to be really super skeptical. You're going to be like, oh, show me the numbers. What's the watts in, watts out, all this crazy stuff. Even though you're not willing to replicate it yourself, you're still going to come unglued on the people who's trying to show you something. And they're not going to get their point across. And you're going to miss out on some valuable information. That's the problem. And so this is what you're up against. If you're into alternative energy and you're trying to use YouTube as a video platform, this is what you're up against. Look, another ad in 1 minute. Ain't that the stuff right there? Man. I lost track. Did anybody keep track of how many ads was on that one ridiculous video? You know? If they put one ad on my video, I don't care. You know? But if there's 100 ads and you gotta sit through all these doggone ads just to watch some information that I'm trying to share with you, I don't want you to suffer through all that. I get ad blocker. But the thing about it is, when it comes down to paying for alternative energy research, I'm not asking people for money. You know, there is a donation link on my website, but I don't promote it. I don't try to tell everybody, hey, give me money, give me money. Everything that comes out of this, everything that you see right here, that's why I'm still working on duct tape and baling wire, is basically coming out of my pocket. And so, you know, the radio show, everything, you know, it's all coming out of my pocket. But when it comes down to the money spent on climate change, if the government really wanted to solve this problem, if there really was seriously an issue, then these folks would, they'd go out and they'd seek people that had any idea whatsoever on how to become more efficient. And right now, we've got every single thing that we need in order to become incredibly efficient. The only issue is I can't get the people that, you know, like to watch these things to, you know, spread the message or join in on the dream team in order to, you know, build things. See, look, if I got a few dollars in my pocket right here, all right, look at here. If I got a few dollars in my pocket, and you got a doggone, you got a project, and we work together, I ain't got no problem pulling my resources, putting mine with yours, matching resources. Alright? Everything that I do, it all comes out of my pocket, so I'm not out there begging people for money. And if anybody ever tells you I'm a scam artist or a con man, you go back and you watch everything that I did on my videos. You listen to everything I said throughout the entire deal, and my record will speak for itself, and you'll understand it's not true what they say. So if I tell you that I got something that works, I guarantee you it works. I helped a man with a generator, and the generator did exactly what I said it was going to do. According to his deal, he's putting out over 26,000 watts of power, and this doggone generator recharges itself. And I haven't heard from him since. So we're under the gun, you know, literally, you know. If you say the wrong thing to the wrong people, you prove it, you get shot. They either threaten to buy you out, or they're gonna give you an offer you can't refuse, plain and simple. So the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because I'm trying to tell you how it is that you're going to get exactly what it is you want. Folks want to learn about alternative energy. I want to give you that. Alright, I got to finish my lab. I had the first lab that I had got destroyed by flood. Alright, well, not the very first one. The first one, it was in a garage, and I worked my way, because when we moved out of that particular place, I made a larger space in the old house so that I could have a larger lab. Well, then it got flooded and mold and mildew and everything got messed up, and so I've been, you know, going from one little room to the next here, just like I showed you earlier in this podcast, and so I don't have a lot of space to work with, and it gets frustrating. But I'm working on right now. I got a pretty good size area that I'm working on right now. The faster I can get that done, I want to have full-time live stream capabilities so that we can interact with each other. I want a virtual labs type setting, just like I explained on ShazizRadio.com. If you go on ShazizRadio.com, there is a link to a one that says virtual labs, if I can find it right here. Now, as soon as we get everything sorted out and can figure out what the heck and how to do this, this page right here will have a live stream on it every single time. Like, I could get in there manually and put it on there right now, and you would have a live stream capabilities with chat rooms and stuff like that where you and I can talk back and forth about things. You might see something in my project that, you know, you might think could be made better, and so you could help me do that, and I can help you vice versa. Your lab and my lab can get together and do these live streams and help people out. We can pull our resources together, and we can help fund each other. We can help share machinery and tools, and we can do this. So, let's see. It does make me comfortable. You can have relate information. Yeah. Sorry about that. Doggone glasses. I can't see half the time out of these doggone things. Anyway, I want to be able to share information with everybody. And I want to be able to get people to come to this website out here. And I've been doing this for a long time, folks. I've been trying to get an information out with everybody and saying, look, there's a place that you can go. We can actually talk. You know, I did a lot of videos. And I did a lot of videos for a reason about all these different types of subjects out there. Because I wanted to find the people like myself, the people who think outside the box, the people who are willing to look past what they call the so-called laws of physics and see what can really be achieved. See, I believe everything's possible. And I'm positive, more than positive, that everything's possible. You think about it. The physics are there for everything. But if you got people out there constantly trying to discourage everybody and his brother from doing anything, from trying to think outside the box, if you got people constantly being discouraged, you wouldn't believe half of the things that people said to me. Filthy words, I've been called everything under the sun. And once again, when it comes down to climate change or global warming, if it's really that big of a problem, and you got somebody offering a solution, and you're just kicking them in the teeth every time they turn around, how long do you think I want to stand around and get kicked in the teeth? How long do you think I want to stay around and you know, have these so-called debunkers try to tell me about science? I've studied science since I was a kid. But, you know, that's it. That's what goes on. Look at there. That's what it's all about, man. Right there. Excuse the lint, the dust. It's like dusty as all get out. So, see, I want to learn energy transfer. Says you've been saying that, right? They've been doing that, throwing wrenches in my way, but I still plug in. I just use my energy transfer in the garden for the time being until I'm set up. See, that's another thing too. A lot of people was asking me why am I off the power grid, and I always tell them no. I'm going to go off the power grid when you go off the power grid, but we're going to do it in style. That's when I go off the power grid, it's going to make the news. I guarantee you that. But the faster you put that on the doggone table, you get the attention of the people that you don't want. That's the problem. You know, when you try to help people out, you got to think about how much money is in the oil industry, how much money is in the coal industry, how much money is in nuclear power and climate change, carbon taxes, and all that kind of stuff. Now these folks, they say they got to charge you money for carbon tax, but what's that money going for? So what? Sorry, something popped up here. Alright, so anyway, they want to charge you carbon taxes on everything. They want to talk about cows farting and burping and all that kind of craziness. But you put an idea out there on how to resolve it, and that idea works, well then you get kicked in the teeth, or worse. And that's why people keep quitting when it comes to doing what it is that I'm doing here. It's had me on the verge of quitting I don't know how many times. You know? There's a debunking video, Great Scott video out here. It says, free energy BS. So you got people out there debunking the other one. So these two right here playing together. Yeah, you make a cruddy video, we'll debunk the video, and then we'll make free energy look like it's a total impossibility. And after a while, people just think that that's all there is. There ain't no such thing as free energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So where does it go? That's the question. Where does it go? It's still there. And nothing we do is creating energy or destroying energy. So basically, all we're doing is tapping into it. Now the question is, do you tap into it at the most efficient manner? And so that you don't have to use near the amount of energy input? Because one little tiny drop of water, heck, there's more energy in this bottle of water right here than you can possibly imagine. And it's safe to hold in my hand right now. But you separate those two portions of this water molecule, and you got hydrogen and you got oxygen. Alright? It's the most powerful, most impressive fuel on the planet. And yet we're not using it. We're not using it. Alright? Water's the most stable molecule on the planet. You can't do nothing to destroy it. You ain't never going to run out of it. But you start talking about building an engine that works on pure distilled water, and that's when the idiots come out of the woodwork. Because they don't understand. They either want to suppress the idea of the potential of using water as fuel, or they have already been indoctrinated to believe that it's not even remotely possible. And even though they might be highly educated, they're really ignorant in the facts. Because if you understand water, then you understand that water is powerful. Water is a cutting tool. It's a fuel. It's a life-giving source. It's a miracle. And if you took this water and you understood the physics of it right now, it's in its liquid form. It can't be compressed. So you can use it for hydraulics. You don't need oil. You could use water as a hydraulic fluid. So, this is purified drinking water is what it says. Probably came out the tap. Doesn't matter. But, right now, since it's in its liquid form, you can use it as hydraulic fluid. I mean, that it can't be compressed, so you can push a lot of weight with that when you know physics. When you start to warm this water up and the molecules start to move around in there, they start to do something different. And the more you warm it up, to when you finally get it hot, it'll begin to boil. Alright? Well, you get more energy going on. And at some point, water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. And so, you know, you get the temperature up to 212 degrees, which is ridiculously easy if you're using a microwave oven. It only takes about 2 minutes to boil water to get it hot. Alright, well, then anything past that, that water becomes, start to vaporize and become steam, you know? And so now, once in a steam form, it's no longer a liquid. It's now gas. It's compressible. And so, you know, in this state right here, using the electrolysis process, you're going to use more energy because electrolysis is not efficient. But using microwave and radio technology, it's ridiculously efficient. It's incredibly efficient. Stan Myers was driving around in a dune buggy using that type of technology in the 70s. But you warm this water up, you get it started, you pre-treat it, you get it hot, you boil, start boiling it, you turn the water into steam, you atomize it, and then you vaporize it, and then you inject it into an already preheated cylinder. When that water hits that hot cylinder, it will instantaneously flash and expand 1600 times its volume, pushing that piston down. At some point between the temperature and the pressure, you'll get compression ignition from the hydrogen and oxygen separation and the charge that's released when that occurs. And so in that process, then you'll get an ignition. You'll ignite the hydrogen and oxygen, and you'll get an implosion from the hydrogen, you'll get an explosion from the oxygen. But you're not going to destroy this, no matter how hard you try. But we don't talk about that thing. We don't talk about that whenever we're talking about climate change and all this. I'll type that in the chat right, not the chat, but the YouTube right there. Alright. Now we get on climate change, and the first thing that comes up is an ad that Google forces in your face about global warming. It says global warming is a long-term rise in average temperature of the Earth's climate system, an aspect of climate change shown temperature measurement and multiple effects of warming. And this is a Wikipedia, and everybody who listens to me knows how I feel about Wikipedia, because it's about the most biased bunch of trash out there. I mean, you can get some information, but if you go on there and you read down through there, and the caused by mainly emissions and all this kind of stuff right there, it's all bogus science, and somehow it's passed off as real science. Doesn't matter. But there you go. So, let me hit the back button on that. Anyway, heck, I clicked on that. Yeah, that's the one I did. Okay, never mind. Alright. So, they're talking about all the, you know, doom and gloom and all the CO2, and then you get into finding out the conspiracy side of the deal, people making money off of it, people debunking the debunkers and craziness. If half the people spent half the time working together instead of arguing over this right here, they even basically said that well, what's it hurt to try to clean the planet up even if global warming ain't real? Well, it don't hurt anything. But don't lie about it. Don't steal from people over it. You know, if you're going to steal from people over, you know, bogus science, then I got something to say about it. But if you're going to sit there and claim that we got this problem and then waste tons and tons of money on organizations and companies that don't do anything about it. Look, there's supposedly this deal called Operation Solar Shield where they're spraying crud in our air. Some people call it chemtrails. Doesn't matter. You shouldn't be spraying crud in our air. We gotta breathe that stuff. And the plants gotta breathe it. So if they're spraying crud in the air, if it's that drastic that they got to spray crud in the air, then why aren't they backing alternative energy researchers like myself? You know, I've reached out to governments, I've reached out to different people out there, and I told them, I said, we got the answers. If we could just sit down and talk about this thing, I didn't try to write the President of the United States and congressmen and senators, and you don't get no response. That's why I keep saying the only way this is ever going to get done is when we, the people, actually gather together and build doggone research facilities and get in there and get it done. We can make incredibly efficient generating systems, and at the very least, we can take existing generators and we can turn those things into super efficient machines. By the way that we're using the fuel, by the way that we're using the energy that we're making from it. So, you know, it's common sense. But you got people out there shooting themselves in the face with Roman candles and wondering why it hurts so bad. You got people out there protesting in the streets. Save the planet, save the trees, wooden stick and paper sign kind of stuff. These so-called climate change advocates want to sit there and force feed you this lie. They're not doing anything. What are they doing science-wise? Are they building alternative energy? Are they supporting alternative energy research? Are they doing anything proactive other than going out and calling people names or getting violent? No, they're not. They're not doing anything. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say that hasn't already been said. I built a platform, invited people to the platform, and when the world's ready, we'll get things done. You know, I put my money where my mouth is. And so when I'm ready to share a specific device with somebody, you're going to be the first to know. But if I can't even get past the doggone hurdle, you know, if I can't get over the fence, if I can't get the message out, then it ain't going to be worth my time. It ain't going to be worth my time to do this, because what's going to end up happening is I put all this effort into showing the world a device and only a few people actually see it before it's actually suppressed, and nobody gets it. So I've been taking my time and putting all this information in strategic places so that basically it's kind of like a dead man switch. When they do me in like they did all the rest of them, that all the information gets dumped out there. It might be one of the reasons why I'm still around. But if I put all my cards on the table and I try to patent it or anything like that, I'm not going to fare so well. Nobody who's ever tried before me has. But if you want what you say you want clean, renewable, alternative energy, at the very least, let's just say super efficiency. If you have to pay an electric bill, then it's going to be as least amount possible. So we can take existing things and we can troubleshoot them and we can fix it so that if you do have to pay an electric bill, it's a bare minimum. And if we do that, the money you save and the money I save could be funneled into research to actually get results. That's what I want. That's what I've been hollering about for a long time. I'm tired of waiting around. I want results. And I got my piece of the puzzle I'm trying to share with people. I got to get past the idiots and the trolls. I got to get past the censorship. I got to get past the bogus free energy devices out there. And, you know, it's a stigma. You say free energy, and right out of the gate, bam, you're an idiot. But these folks out there, they want to sit there and tell you, oh, boo-hoo, we're all going to die in 12 years. Really? Been saying that since way back during the whole Y2K. We were going to die during the Y2K. You remember that? Probably the same people that came up with this gizmo right here were the ones that promoted the Y2K, because they made a lot of money during those times. Alright? It's the Y2K bug. And if you smack him like that, you hear that crashing noise? I think I broke him. No, I didn't. He still works. But either way, the computers were going to crash. This was a Y2K bug. They made a lot of money off of that. They sold generators, food, and supplies, and all that kind of stuff. They made a lot of money. Right? And that's what it is. The whole entire thing is all about money. Everybody, out there in any position of power or any position of resource or authority or anything like that, it's all about money. And if you're going to put a device out there that's going to cause them to lose a little bit of money, they're not going to have that. They're not going to allow it. So, that's why if you and I come together and we pull our resources and we build things and just share it with people, then we can actually get it accomplished. We can actually get something done. That's the thing. So, I try to put a clean, family-friendly show together on Shaziz Radio so that Saturdays and Sundays, we can get together and talk about things. See, I can't do this 7 days a week. If I could, I would. But, I got a life. I got other things that, I got to accomplish. So, right now, it says I got 8 viewers in the live chat on YouTube, and looks like there's 7 people over there in People for People Radio, and in the super chat, 4 people there, 4 people there. So essentially, there's 1 person and myself in those chat rooms. They're not even getting used. They're being used by 2 people. Let's see. Yeah, I'm live streaming video and audio there, Pliskin. Over there in the super chat room. So I better go in yes, live. Huh. Okay. So anyway, if you want to talk to me about a project that you're interested in, it's really easy to get a hold of me. Really, seriously. I got links to all the emails, the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that craziness, the chat rooms. And so I'm just waiting around for the dream team to show up. People want to get ready and start building things. Got to put the egos aside. Roll up your sleeves. Maybe sometimes you might not agree with a little bit of science. Don't get in a fight over it. Just try it. Test it. Repeat it. Use the scientific method. And things will work out. Let's see. Redempty said, don't see them go for fight 10. Oh, yeah. Anyway, excuse me, folks. I got a little bit distracted on the chat room right there. I'm trying to read some comments. And anyway, governments have basically destroyed nations. The so-called climate change thing has basically hindered other upcoming nations from ever being able to make it anywhere. You know, because they're all worried about the climate change, and it's a lie. They're basically lying to people so that they can keep a power structure in place so that they can make lots of money. It's that doggone simple. If we sit down and we take one subject at a time, we talk about anything. Like I sit there and explain briefly about water as fuel. Stan Myers was doing it back in the 70s. Alright? That's the best fuel out there. If you understand everything from the internal combustion engine to induction heating and, sonic vaporization and atomizers and all that kind of stuff. If you understand all those physics, compression, ignition, and so on, even microwave technology, radio wave technology, if you take that all that in consideration and you start to finish engineer specifically, Angeline said it's all about equity for sources. Yep, that's right. It's all about the monies. And if people want, look, if I got a dollar and you got a dollar, we got $2 to do a project. And I put mine in there with you, and we work on it together. We both own it. We all own it. Then that's a project that I can get behind. But you don't see that kind of cooperation between we the people. You see that kind of cooperation in companies, corporations, governments, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, look at Area 51. That video link that I put in there about Area 51, they might be up there doing all kinds of criminal activities. They're definitely living high on the hog off of the government taxpayers' money and all that kind of stuff. And they're probably doing all kinds of crazy stuff up there. And the reason why it's so secure is because they don't want you to know what they're doing in there. You might not be appreciative of it. You might not like it. How many of you would agree with taking your taxpayer dollars and doing all kinds of crazy biological warfare research or whatever? We're supposed to be saving the world, right? These guardians of freedom out there, aren't they supposed to be out there to help the world? You know? You got all this money and time to go over and bomb the heck out of somebody because you claim that they're a terrorist, but do you have all the time and money to go out there and help somebody who's starving to death? It's an impossible task. And it's crazy because whenever you look at something, you Google it up. I've been talking about hyperbaric oxygen therapy forever and a day. That's the ad that come up right there. Hyperbaric oxygen. It's a miracle cure as far as I'm concerned, but it gets ignored. A lot of people dying needlessly. The impossible task. Viral thread describes commonly overlooked symptoms of depression. Makes it work. See, look, there's a drum set. I was looking up drum sets, and now I'm getting sold drum sets. Huh. It's all about money, folks. Every bit of it. It's all about money. So, all of this, it's all about money. I don't even care about the impossible task. The impossible task is this. It's trying to gather up people to take and bring their talents together and to get results once and for all on things. That's the impossible task. And how do you get around that? I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea how to get around it. I'm ready and willing to work with people. You see that over there? I do a radio broadcast. Waiting for that screen to catch up. Huh. In the meantime, you can see on that computer right there, that's me live streaming to YouTube. And I got chat rooms opened up. I got People for People Radio Network over there. Go over there and check them people out. Fill their chat room up, for Pete's sake. They're good people. And he's got his deals secured up there, so, you know, you don't have to worry about it. They're not trying to steal your information or put malware on you, just like we're not. So if you come to Shaziz Radio and they try to tell you that I'm not secure, don't listen to it. It's not true. And I'm not trying to rip anybody off. But got the radio going right now. Got the live stream over here on YouTube going. Got the chat rooms going. People for People Radio Network going. And I got my lab over here. What I could actually put together in this little tiny space. But once the actual space gets done that I'm working on is set up, then I'll be able to share that with you and have more room to get up and move around and share research with you. This particular generator that you're looking at has a specifically designed flywheel, and the magnets are positioned in a specific way that I'll explain to you once I do the video of it actually running, and explain to you in graphic detail why it is that it does what it does, why I put it together the way I did, and what its purpose is as far as being able to generate, you know, power and use this power differently than you would before. See, most generally when you put a generator under load, the motor becomes taxed. The motor has to work harder, and that causes you to use more energy. Well, if you understand that, then you understand that in the process of doing this, if you only have to turn this just a little bit and you don't have to ever tax us, then that don't have to work hard. So we can improve the efficiency of what's going on by the way we configure these things. And so when you take and you factor in the storage portion of it, and the delivery system, how you're going to put that power out, how you're going to use that power, everything from how that energy is moving around, you don't give it an opportunity to back up on itself. And so with that said, we're going for incredible efficiency. What you've seen back over there is an example of what I'm talking about. If I go wait for that to catch up too. I told you we're running on duct tape and baling wire here. So as soon as that catches up, see what's going on. It's taking its sweet time, that's what it's doing. But when that finally gets around over there, there's all kinds of different types of capacitors back in there. And the way that this thing is actually doing what it's doing, it's using 5 volts input. It's producing about a 9 volt output wave. And it's ramping that voltage up through a microwave oven transformer and bringing up the voltage higher. And that voltage is then pressurizing the containers, which are the capacitors. And each one of these capacitors has a specific purpose by the type of the capacitor, whether it's a smoothing capacitor or basically to store power to pack a punch or whatever. And so the storage portion is ridiculously simple, and when you want to use that power, you can use that power in conjunction with a battery. And if you use the energy properly, that you won't have no trouble keeping the battery charged up, because the way that you're actually going to pull that power and keep that battery topped off at all times. And so with that said, once again, incredible efficiency. And that's what we're shooting for. If you get incredible efficiency, then you get doggone closer to the terminology of free energy. And if you think about what I've been trying to say to everybody for a long time, it doesn't matter if it's perpetual motion. How long does something actually have to run? That you gotta, how many years does it have to go in order for it to be classified as free energy? I mean, for Pete's sake, they said that NASA sent a probe all the way to Pluto, and it had a power source on it, a thermal generator on it, that was out into space for over 9 years, and then by the time it got to its destination, it had enough power to literally light up light up Pluto, take a picture of it, and then send a radio signal all the way back through space and give you a picture of Pluto. Now, if what they said is true and they really did that, that's some amazing technology. Especially when my cell phone can't get halfway down a doggone road before it loses its signal. Go down into a valley and you lose its signal. But maybe NASA's got some things figured out using your taxpayer dollars. I don't know, but if they ain't sharing it with the world by now, chances are they're not going to share it until they want to share it, and by the time they share it, it's old news anyway. But I keep saying we got every single answer to every single problem that exists under the sun. And when you folks out there are ready to, you know, want to do things like work on projects together, I'm hip to that. I'm ready. You know, everything that we've talked about on this show, we talked about all different types of technology, wood gasification systems right there. I tell people things like, there ain't no such thing as fossil fuel. And that sounds crazy, because you've been told all your life that their dinosaurs made fuel. They make crude oil. It's a lie. Dinosaurs didn't make crude oil. They might have contributed to some of the materials necessary to make crude oil, but dinosaurs are not responsible. It's not fossil fuel like you think it is. Everything out there that is a carbon-based life form, a biological life form, think about what I'm saying here. Fish have oil in them. Every animal out there has oil in them. You have oil in you. Whales, fish, everything. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Even plants and seeds, all of them have oil in them. And so when nature does what nature does and chemistry gets mixed up between the heat and the pressure, you're going to get, this substance built up. It's going to be basically crude oil. Or under certain circumstances, it'll be tar. You know, go up and look at the tar pits and stuff like that. And all of these are fuels. Grass clippings, duckweed, watermill, wood, all of it is a fuel source. And if you understand that, then you can, and you know that there might be a byproduct coming off of this that you don't want, polluting the air or whatever. Even though carbon isn't a problem like you think it is, but nonetheless, you can recapture the exhaust and turn it into yet even more fuel. So, used properly and efficiently, you can work in perfect harmony with nature. And you can have every bit of luxury that you got right now. You can have the clean, renewable, alternative energy that they keep saying that they want, but they never seem to support. And so, I don't get it. I don't understand what the big problem is. Outside of the fact that they want your money, that's it. Or they want power. So, let me see if I'm missing something here. But either way, look. All the chemistry that the Earth, the planet, plane, whatever it is you think it is, has been doing all this time, this world we live in, all of the chemistry that's been going on all along has been going on since day one. And until this world stops doing what it's doing, you're not going to run out of any resource. People are all out there worried about, oh, we're all going to die of starvation. We're not going to be able to grow crops, and we're not going to be able to have fresh water to drink and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you believe that, we have technology ready right now to do everything from hydroponics to aquaponics to, you know, gardening. We could actually build a complete farms of a flood-proof garden, a flood-proof crop. So let's say hypothetically you got this big piece of land and you want to use the dirt to fertilize the plant, to grow the plant in, and you might be in a flood zone, and so you set a system up by which there's actually barges underneath the dirt that if for some reason the doggone flood comes in, the whole doggone farm raises up to flood stage, and it's anchored down and it doesn't sink. So you could use lands that you couldn't otherwise use, and you can still farm them just like you did before. You got a huge barge system that you can drive a tractor on top of, and you can plant your food and stuff on there. And if the flood does come, the doggone thing just floats right up, you know? Here comes the flood, and my farm just floats right up. Huh. And it don't float downstream, because it's anchored down. Would that take a little bit of pre-investment? Yeah. But it's doable. And if governments really was concerned about whether or not we were going to have enough crops every year because of flooding or drought or whatever, we have the capability to move resources from one side of the place to the next. So it's all about how you build this infrastructure. And Redemptive said electricity is the same energy as energy, but we don't see it the same as water or steam. We boil water and make coffee out of tin out of the hot water. Sorry about that, but can also make coffee out of the steam. Leave the water. Hey, look, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. We could talk about this over and over and over and over and over again. You boil that water to make your coffee. You drink the coffee. The coffee still, you know, has a water molecule. It passes through your system, goes back out into nature. What was turned into steam and evaporated went into the atmosphere. And so every bit of that water is still there. And it's still potential energy, still potential resource. And it don't go nowhere. It doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter what you use. Every single thing in this world is recyclable. Nature recycles everything. Nothing gets wasted at all. And so once you understand that concept, you understand how you could actually take all these and benefit yourself, we wouldn't be running out of nothing. We wouldn't have to constantly keep digging stuff out of the ground. There's probably enough plastic right now to be recycled to last for the next thousands of years, and you still wouldn't run out of it. So, we can even make biodegradable plastics. Plastics that will only last for so long, and that will just literally, you know, rot back into its natural material. But, of course, then it could have a drawback there because it would, you know, more readily pollute the oceans than it does now, because it was intended on breaking down really fast, unless you had it to where it could actually be eaten by, you know, whatever. So all the solutions are there. I gotta get the people to the table to hear common sense, which I'm not so sure that's something that exists anymore. And until we do it, we gotta stop worrying about the notorious they. They won't allow us. We don't need to ask for permission to fix our world. We just need to do it. We need to resolve these issues once and for all. We need to make it so that everyone out around the world can have affordable food and affordable housing and affordable everything, just like I said. And you don't have to become a socialist to do it. You can just help each other out. Doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the Green New Deal like the doggone idiots out there trying to promote, basically taking everybody's money and livelihood away from them. I'm talking about putting ideas on the table and showing people. It's so much easier to do than you think it is. It's ridiculously simple when it comes down to the science and physics of it. If you understand water, you understand electricity. If you understand plumbing, you understand electricity. If you understand plumbing and electricity, you understand electronics. It's not rocket science. It's so ridiculously simple. You know, you got switches and valves and gates and stuff like that. You're just moving energy from one side to the next. It's volume and pressure, everything. And this is what I'm hoping to show with this new generator and a new system by which how to use electricity, is to show people how to move this energy around, how to do it efficiently, how to use energy in a manner which it doesn't cause your appliances to get hot. When you're shoving too much power to any given appliance, that appliance is going to constantly get hotter, and everything has a thermal breakdown point. Once it reaches its thermal breakdown point, it will fail. Something will break on it. But if you know that ahead of time and you know the weak spot of any given device, you can re-engineer that to compensate for that heat, and instead of that heat becoming a loss, now it becomes a plus. You use it for something else. When you're running your refrigerator, you know you want to keep it cool in the inside of it, but on the back of it, you got energy that's being wasted because it's getting hot on the back. But if you could take that heat away and monopolize on it and use that heat for a useful purpose, then it's no longer wasted energy and it just became more efficient. So imagine while you're cooling your refrigerator down to keep your food cold, you are also heating your water for your hot water heater with the same exact process. So if you had copper tubing running all the way back and forth across the back of your refrigerator that was basically funneling that circulating water out of your hot water heater and back into your hot water heater, and it's now doing a dual purpose for one job. You got your plug-in, your 110 outlet running your refrigerator, and the heat off of that is basically being used to heat your water, in your hot water heater. So now you only have to use the refrigerator to do two jobs. So those kind of things right there, if you did those things, you could make your energy more efficient. So if you start off from start to finish when you're building your homes, and you think ahead of time, and you got a general idea of what each one of these devices actually does. Refrigerator has to waste heat on it. Your dryer has waste heat on it. And so you can guide that heat energy to where you want it to go. In the construction of most houses, you have to have vents on the roof of the house, because otherwise the heat will build up in the attic, and you know it will do damage to that house if it doesn't have a place to go. But all that heat up there, all that heat energy that the sun is beating down on there, that's all usable energy. It's not just the sunlight; it's the heat, it's the cold, it's the temperature difference between the two of them. Now, if you monopolized on every single thing that your house is actually doing and being exposed to, as far as weather, temperature, and so on, even seismic activity, you know, when things vibrating, it doesn't matter, you know. Anytime a big truck drives down a road or the train blows past your house, it shakes your house and knocks the pictures off the wall. That's energy. So if you custom design your house to basically monopolize on anything that is being done at any given time, then what you have now is an incredibly efficient house. And you take those energy savings and you put them into research and development of building things. So if we got together and we built a water engine that actually ran, alright, and you can see it ran, you got all the specs to it, you could have somebody build one for you, or if you're a machinist, you could build one yourself. Now, if you had this engine that would basically separate the hydrogen and oxygen and use everything from steam power to induction heating to compression, ignition, and so on down the line, all to the best of the physics, if you had this engine that you could connect to a generator head that would run off of that type of fuel, then you would have a power source at your home that's perfectly safe, with the exception of the amount of electricity that you produce out of it. Of course, you have to practice electrical safety, otherwise you might, you know, not fare so well. So hold on, I'm trying to read a comment. That's it. Yolant said, I like what she says. Don't need to be this or that. Just need to help each other out. That's it. That's the whole key. We don't need... We don't need governments. We don't need corporations. We got each other. And like I said, if you got a dollar and I got a dollar, and I don't know if my doggone stream just crashed on me or what. Hold on. I think something just gave up on me. Let me see if I'm still streaming over there at YouTube. Well, it says it is. It's probably just YouTube freaking out. Anyway, made me lose my deal. We pull our resources together, we pull our talent together, we get everything resolved that way. And it's that simple to me. So, if you're out there on YouTube and you're one of my real subscribers, because it says I got 8,700 and some odd subscribers, which I really don't believe I do. At least the numbers don't seem to jive, so to speak. So nobody's getting notifications that new videos are coming up or anything like that. So the only way I'm ever going to get anything accomplished is if we all pitch in together. There we are. Let's see if I lock that down there and lock this over here. Lefty loosey, righty tighty is what they say. Alright. So, I got my Mad Science shirt on. I got everything that you've seen so far. Got my bottle caps for Mad Science bucket campaign working on. Yeah, let me loosen that thing up again. Yeah, bless it. Look at this. Look at that. That's a valuable resource right there. Even the container that it's all in is a valuable resource. Bottle caps for Mad Science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. So, folks, I don't just talk about things. I do them. Alright? Got my advertisement on the back of my shirt right there. It said, Mad Science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why. And as I'm going around in public or whatever, and I'm sparking up conversations with people that give them a little insight into things that they never even really knew existed. And I'm not the smartest man on the planet, but I'm also probably not the dumbest one either. But if we took our time to come together and focus our energy and our resources on building things and proving things, like this doggone generator that I'm working on over here. Alright? A couple people made this thing possible. Actually, about three people were involved in this so far. Because, you know, I had a friend who's a cabinet maker. His name's Justin. He helped me put this thing together. And so his manufacturing skills and my brain come together. And another friend of mine helped to finance the adventure. But when this is done, it's not getting patented. It's going to be shared with everybody. So, take advantage of this doggone website that I put out there. Help me get this thing moving. Since I got, there's four people in there right now. It's not. Two people in there. I'm in three chat rooms. I'm in all the chat rooms at the same exact time. So I'm counted more than once. It's crazy. I'm also I'm also over here in the chat room for the live stream. And back over here, I'm also on People for People Radio. You guys go check out that People for People Radio is a really nice site. It's a lot of good people there. And go over and say hi to them. Tell them I sent you. They're into all kinds of things that have anything to do with helping people out. And that's amazing to me. Yeah. That's the doggone. That's the whole deal right there. If you do things in an honest fashion, you get things accomplished, and you keep your word to people, you have credibility. When you got people out there whose sole task is to try to debunk everything that you're trying to say, it's hard. But these devices that I'm putting together, they'll speak for themselves. And when I put the video out there, if you take and replicate it and try it, once you troubleshoot these things together, these two motors that are on this thing right here, those two motors are like $500 and some odd a piece. But the motor controller that I'm using is only a few bucks. The motor controller that these originally have is several hundred bucks. But these little motor controllers right here and the little servo tester down there, they'll run them big motors. And they're running them off of these batteries, these little batteries. Wait till you see what I'm talking about. So, let me see here. Is anybody still in the live chat over there at YouTube? Have any question about what I'm trying to do here? Anybody over at People for People Radio or even Shaziz Radio Super Chat, does anybody have any question of what I'm trying to do? Because the whole point is I'm trying to explain everything into as simple and understandable way possible. Or you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what I'm saying is the truth. And I want you to be able to benefit. Sorry, I gotta move this bucket out of the way. But I want you to be able to benefit. If I can help you save money on your electric bill by showing you a few things, and then we can get together and we can build a device and prove it, the chat room name for this one, a fold up blow up angeling. Says you are doing a good thing and have direction, Shaziz. It's more than most. Thank you for that. Yolant said, Shaziz, I came in the end of your talk of fossil fuels. Could you go over that once more? never heard the whole thing at once. Yeah, sure. Look, there is absolutely no such thing as fossil fuel. Now, you say that and everybody looks at you all crooked-eyed like, well, what are you crazy? Dinosaurs, they didn't make oil. At least not by themselves. Look, everything out there that is carbon-based, biological life form, basically is what we call crude oil. And so when the leaves and everything rot and all these different materials get down into cracks and crevices and finally work their way down to where it's hot and they get cooked and the pressure and all that basically heats it all up and makes the same thing. You can take grass clippings and make crude oil. All you have to understand is the physics of it. It's heat and pressure. That's the simple of it. If you actually go back and you look at World War I or World War II, they used to use wood gasifying machines to basically burn firewood. And inside a tank inside that, they would put wood chips and stuff like that. Or even grass clippings. You could even put plastic in there. It doesn't matter. But what happens is it heats that up and it gasifies. It turns it into a gas that you can burn in an internal combustion engine. And so there is absolutely no way that we could ever possibly run out of what they call crude oil. It's not physically possible. When you talk about biodiesel, you're talking about fossil fuel. When you talk about grass clippings, you're talking about fossil fuel. When you talk about plastic, any petroleum product out there, you're talking about fossil fuel. It's all one and the same. Everything, nature recycles everything. Fish have oil in them. You have oil in you. Animals have oil in you. Think about what candles are made out of and stuff like that. Every single thing out there is quite literally a fuel source. Literally. Water is a fuel source. Everything out there, including you, is a fuel source. And so the whole lie is basically keep everybody buying fossil fuels. All right, and because it's called fossil fuels, air quotes, that means they can charge you more money because it's rare. Oh, we got these huge deposits of oil up here in Alaska or over here. We can crack the ground over there to get this stuff out. You don't even got to do that. You don't got to crack the ground to get none of it. You don't even need any of that. If you want to burn oil into your doggone in your engines, first off, the process that naturally occurs that actually makes what they call crude oil, sweet crude or sour crude or whatever, any types of those crude oils out there, depending on what chemistry is in that general vicinity, will determine on what kind of chemical makeup the oil actually has, and in the refinery process to actually turn it into gasoline to run in your car, or diesel fuel for that matter. But the same exact process can be replicated in a lab using biological waste. Everything from human waste to food waste to grass clippings to, dead tree limbs and all that kind of stuff. All that can be turned into fuel. But they don't tell you that because as long as there's the scarcity, they can put the price at whatever they want. And if you knew that something simple like what they call biodiesel is the same thing as the other, with the difference is because of the heat, temperature, and pressure, when this crude oil comes out of the ground, it's black as crud, all right? It's thick. It's almost to the point where it's like tar. Well, which is also a fuel. But nonetheless, if it's done in a lab setting, that what you see, the temperature is different. That oil's not going to be black. It's going to look more like the motor oil that came out of your car, that you put into your car before it actually went through the cooking process of you actually running your engine. And so, it, the heat and the temperature makes a difference of the coloration of it and the chemistry of the viscosity, the thickness of the oil, but nonetheless, all of it is the same exact thing. Leaves, grass clippings, bugs, dead animals, all of that goes into making the same exact material. When it goes down through the cracks of anything, when nature's recycling it, you know, like water during floods will pick up a lot of materials and deposit it down into different areas. And then whenever this stuff sits there and rots, this is why you see every once in a while, go look up on YouTube when a pond turns over, because it builds up all that CO2 up underneath there from the rotting or the methane up underneath there. Well, all that seepage down into places in the ground where it gets really hot around any type of volcanic vents or anything like that, between that heat and that pressure, it gets cooked. It gets boiled. You can do the same thing with already existing materials. Trash, paper, food waste, everything. You can literally turn all of our garbage into crude oil. And so you wouldn't have to worry about ever having to buy fuel from anybody. That's why I was saying, with this Bottle Caps for Mad Science campaign that I'm trying to work on, when I show people what it is that you can do with this stuff and the number of things that you can do with this stuff, it's going to blow their doors off, because who would have ever thought? And the best thing about garbage is you don't even have to separate the garbage to use it as fuel. You just have to understand the physics of it. Basically, you'll be cooking your garbage, and you'll be turning your garbage under heat and pressure into a fuel source. So you don't even have to throw it in the dump anymore. You don't have to fill up the landfills with garbage. Now, if you wanted to get perfection about the thing, you would separate the food waste and organic waste from each other. Anything that is paper goes into one pile, anything that is plastic goes in another pile, and so they can have their own specific ways of recycling those into fuel sources. But every single thing that is out there is a fuel source. Your garbage bag that stinks to high heaven, it stinks for a reason, because it's decomposing and it's off-gassing different types of things like methane or whatever. But you could turn your doggone trash into a fuel source that would run generators that would produce the electricity for your house, so you wouldn't even have to pay the trash man anymore. But these kind of things, if we did them on a community-style basis and showed everybody how to do this, when the trash man is pulling away your trash, he's taking away gold. He's taking away valuable resources. And some places out there that used to be landfills realized that they were sitting on a gold mine. They were recycling valuable metals and materials, and they were taking the biological waste and, like food waste and stuff like that, and turning it into, basically turning it into methane to run machinery. And so they had a clean dump. It didn't stink like it did back in the old days, because they turned around and used it all for fuel. And they made money off of your trash. This is what I've been trying to say to everybody for the longest time. We have the solutions, and it's just going to be up to us to actually implement these solutions. But if my words can't get past the brick wall of the censorship on YouTube or, Google's search and all that kind of stuff, if I had a dream team to where we could sit there and help each other out to promote the website or to promote each other's projects or help to fund each other's research, we could build things so rapidly that it would be mind-blowing. Nothing gets wasted anymore. That's the whole concept of mad science. I call it mad science because these folks out there, they should know this too. They should know it. But they don't tell you this. They don't tell you could burn your trash. They don't tell you that. Let's see, I want to learn, Andrew said, that's why they want you to live so long, because you make metals, rare metals, your big tennis set. Folks laugh out loud. Yeah. Look, everybody who's alive right now is a money-making machine for the system. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter what you buy or what you don't buy. Doesn't matter if you're protesting or getting thrown in jail. Somebody's making money off of every single thing you do, except you. Now, if you took all the waste that each household generated, every single household out there generates a lot of garbage, and it has to be gotten rid of. But you turn that garbage into a fuel source, and now you have a resolution that you're not wasting anymore. You're not filling up landfills. You're welcome, Yolance. There is no such thing as fossil fuel. There never has been. It's a lie. It's one of the lies almost on the scale of global warming. But we could turn all of this, what would have been a negative, into a positive, and there wouldn't be no waste, wouldn't be no garbage, there wouldn't be no trash out in the oceans. We could work in perfect harmony with nature. We could clean it all up and use the stuff that we use to clean up, instead of having to go out there and frack and bust holes in the ground and release hydraulic pressure where it's needed. We could use what we've already made out there to run our machinery. And we can do it in such an incredible, efficient manner that we're not polluting. So if you're really serious about the whole global warming / climate change, climate disruption, or whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up, then put your money where your mouth is. And help me show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. Everything out there is recyclable. And like I said, you don't even have to sort through the trash. You just take that trash and you cook it. It's already mixed. You cook it. You turn it into crude oil. You turn it into biofuels. You turn it into gases that will burn. And you use that energy. And then you filter out the exhaust. And you reuse that as well. We got technologies available such as catalytic converters, and you'd be surprised at what you could actually do with a catalytic converter when it's talking about hydrogen technology, to where you can actually use the catalyst in there and the hydrogen to actually generate enough heat to keep this process going of actually cooking your trash and turning it into usable fuel. And the byproducts of the separation of the deal is whatever metals are involved in the thing, you can pull off and you can recycle. And it's easy to get the tins out because we know about magnetics. We can use magnets to electromagnets to pull all the metals out of it in the process. And the aluminums obviously aren't going to come out using a magnet. But even aluminum at strong enough magnetic fields will still be attracted. So there are solutions. And all the what would have normally went into the dump now is a positive. And if it ain't going into the ocean, if it ain't going into the dump, then it's not causing a havoc that nature has to clean up. So think about what I said, folks. If we could get together enough people that would really seriously want to listen to what I'm trying to say to them, and to actually try it before they deny it, then we can find the resolutions. We can fix this mess that we call Earth. So I put the platform together, and even if we can't get nobody to use it, at least if you have these podcasts that are always uploaded to either YouTube or to Shaziz Radio. I don't upload radio podcasts to YouTube because of the fact that, you know, I don't want to get copyrighted on anything. But this time around, I'm actually live streaming to YouTube. So you're getting a chance to hear. And if you just stumbled in and you're interested in what we're talking about, then please subscribe. And let me know you're really a subscriber. Because it says I got 8,700 and some odd subscribers, but I don't see that in the numbers. They either, you know, they got this little notification bell thing you gotta click on so that if you want to know every time I put a video up or whatever. People just always say, well, I just stumbled onto a video. That's how I found you. Unless you type in the actual word Shaziz and whatever, you're probably not going to find me on YouTube. But regardless, I think that if we actually take the time to communicate and work together and use all the available resources that we've got access to. Look, you pay people to take away your trash. What if you could turn your trash into a revenue source that would pay you? That's what I'm saying. So all your garbage goes into a specifically designed machine that's basically going to cook it and separate it and do all this stuff right here to turn it into different types of fuels and resources. And you, as partial owner of the people's energy system, you get compensated for your garbage. You might put out more trash than everybody else. So by the weight, we can figure it out by the weight how much compensation you would get for how much trash that you actually deliver to the system, because you're obviously donating more resources to the system. But if you're generating energy for your neighborhood using what would have otherwise been garbage, and they're only having to pay a fair rate, not these ridiculous prices because of the price of oil. Yeah, turn your trash into cash. That's Mr. Stoneley on the chat room over there in the YouTube said, turn your trash into cash. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I got a friend working on some molds that I'm going to try to make. I'm going to try to turn some trash into tokens and show people how you could actually build a monetary system that had actually nothing to do with money, but had more to do with bartering such as resources. You know, a pound of plastic for a something that was made with a pound of the same type of plastic. You see what I mean? So everything has monetary value. You know, if you could actually sit down and calculate up what one bottle cap would actually be physically worth, even if it was only a fraction of a cent, because people don't realize the value of that actual plastic. But if you could figure out the value of any given object, what it costs, like a water bottle, maybe a water bottle's worth 1 cent worth of that specific type of plastic, and the cap might be worth 2 cents because it's heavier or something. I don't know. Might be the same weight or might be less. Either way, combined, you know, they're worth their weight in plastic. So there's a value there. But we could take this concept and expand on it to where we could actually share resources, turn trash into actual money, a form of currency, and never one time break the laws of the land or the laws of physics in the process. That's the whole thing. You're paying to send your trash to a doggone landfill. Tons and tons and tons of trash are wasted on a regular basis. And that trash could actually be refined back into usable products again. The doggone, this earth takes everything and recycles it. And it doesn't matter if it's mixed with water or salt or whatever chemistry. It doesn't matter. The earth will dry it out. It'll cook it up. The sun will beat down on it. The UV rays will cause it to break down. Everything breaking down. Nature's always constantly breaking things down and recycling it. There's little bugs out there that eat certain types of materials, and those get recycled as well. Algae's out there, every single thing. There are. I did a video about duckweed and watermill, and I think it's called Free is the name of the video. I can't remember, but either way, if you want to see how crude oil is made, look up some duckweed and watermill and different things that have to do with gasification, wood gasifiers and stuff like that. The heat, the pressure, all of that basically cooks it and turns it into crude oil. It's that simple. And so we're not in jeopardy of running out of water. We're not in jeopardy of running out of fresh water. We're not in jeopardy of running out of any resource. But if we take the time to utilize all these resources efficiently, then we're going to live in a lot cleaner world than we do now. And these people out there who are monopolizing on everything that has to do with anything, water, I told you a bottle of water might cost you a dollar, depending on where you're at, could cost you as much as $5 for a bottle of water. Who knows? But that's fuel right there. Even the container that it's in is fuel. It's also recyclable to other usable products. But all of this is just talk until actions. And like I said to many people, I do a lot. I make videos. I do radio shows. I make projects like you're seeing over here. And I share it with people. So, for those folks that like to tell me that I don't do nothing and all I do is talk about it, I would say to them, put your money where your mouth is and show me what you've done. Show me your videos. Play me your podcast. Show me your projects. Explain to me why it is that you could got plenty of time to come around and tell me how stupid I am and that this will never work, but yet you don't have anything to show for it. Where's your YouTube channel? Where's your website? Where's all your information? If you're a scientist and a researcher and you disagree with what I had to say, then come talk. I threw down the gauntlet and I asked for any science guy out there. Anybody out there who thinks that they can debunk the fact that I'm telling everybody the world has free energy, bring them on. They won't show. They never will. They won't do it because they know I'm telling the truth. Get the senators, get the congressmen, anybody out there who says that they care about the world, who thinks that the way to get to what they want is to basically steal money from people and lie to people and teach fake science in school and promote fake science on the mainstream media and in the government. If that's the way to fix it, then we're in trouble. And proof of what I'm saying is the fact that as many years that they've been talking about this, and it's not done yet, it's not been resolved. How many doggone years does it take to solve the so-called energy crisis. Well, I got news for you. It ain't never going to get solved until we the people solve it. Plain and simple. The governments do not care. The companies do not care. Social media doesn't care. You turn your trash into a fuel source. Turn your neighbor's trash into a fuel source. And you got free energy. They say, well, it takes more energy to do this than that. Don't listen to them. Because there's some crazy efficient ways to do everything. Everything from how the catalytic converter works to gasification, all these things used in conjunction with each other, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and you got super efficient machines. You got super efficient recycling systems, everything. Everything down to the sewage that's going out of your house, down to the toilet, to the doggone refinery down there to be, you know, cleaned up, reprocessed. They got chemistry to do it. They know what they're doing. And if they were smart, they'd take it one step further and they'd use that material to actually run their machines. So, where there's a will, there's a way, folks. I'm going to keep trying to do what it is that I'm doing for as long as I can do it. But it's all useless without you. None of this is even possible without you. As I'm just one guy shouting into a microphone and some cameras and trying to lob that message over the brick wall of ignorance that seems to be out there and the people that want to suppress information such as what I've been talking about. If they weren't even remotely worried about it, what's happened to all of our researchers? Why have they been trolled out of existence? Why have they been harassed? Why have they been threatened, mocked, and ridiculed? Why have, in worst case scenarios, ones that actually had working devices just up and disappeared? The fact is, the system is perfect the way the system's made. It's making itself a lot of money. It's maintaining a lot of power. And most generally, that power is over you. That power is over how you live, what you spend. Heck, you can't even do anything without somebody trying to sell you something. You search the internet, and the internet knows what you like, and it'll sell it to you. That's the way it works. The internet is one massive advertisement campaign. But used properly, it could be one massive research facility. And we take all this information that we have access to right now, and we utilize it, then we'll get things done. I'm looking forward to getting this project that you're looking at here on the screen going. In the process of either building or buying a vacuum forming table so that I can make the molds to set in the coils that I need to put in there. And when you see how it is and why it is that I'm doing, you're going to be happy, because what I've done is I've spent a lot of time an effort to find things that already are in existence that you can buy right off the store shelf that you don't even have to wind coils of wire or anything like that. They're already ready to go. And so, the easier I make it to replicate, then that, I believe, is going to be more beneficial for those that aren't maybe necessarily, mechanically inclined, that, you know, you could have somebody either build it for you or whatever. But I want you to be able to understand exactly how everything is functioning. And that's why I put things in the way that I do, so that you don't have to be a scientist to understand what I'm trying to tell. And that's the only way you're going to get that message out to the majority of the world, because the majority of the world, because of the education system dropping the ball, they don't know all these things. But they do. They are smart enough to understand basic concepts. Concepts like, volumes of water and how much current flow of water goes down a pipe, or pressure, or stuff like that. You put your finger over the garden hose, and when you do that, it makes the water squirt out faster. That kind of thing. If you understand water, then you understand electricity. If you understand electricity, then you understand energy. And it doesn't matter whether it's thermal energy or static electric energy or any of that. We're taking mechanics and we're using different things like magnets and wires and all these interactions that are going on. We don't even really need magnets in order to produce a magnetic field. We figured out ways to induce it using silicone chips, like transistors and MOSFETs and 555 timers. We can build circuits to mimic that magnetic field. And so with that said, if you're worried about being able to get too many magnets, well, you don't even need magnets for the process that I'm talking about. So, this particular design right here obviously has magnets incorporated in, but if you understand how this one's actually mechanically working, you can make it also in a electronic version by speeding up or slowing down switching devices that take the energy from a battery and ramp it up, or drop it back down again, or whatever. Anyway, I wanted to do a live stream today so that I could reach out to the YouTube people and I could tell you why it is I haven't been doing videos as often anymore, because YouTube has pretty much decided that they were going to screw the little guy. YouTube pretty much decided that it doesn't even matter if you are a little guy. Even if you got a big channel, they will demonetize you for everything under the sun these days, and so you can't even earn a living at YouTube if you don't basically agree with every single thing that they say. And as far as whenever you put a video out that is contrary to the narratives, such as climate change or global warming, they'll put a little tag on your video and give Wikipedia's version of it, which is ridiculous in my view. You should let people decide for themselves by doing their own research that, whether or not something's the right or wrong. But that's what they're doing. They're telling you what to think. The mainstream media is telling you what to think. The government's telling you what to think. Everyone wants to tell you what to think. And I want to tell you to think for yourself. I want you to be that free thinker outside the box. I want you to take your talents and mix them with my talents and everybody else's talents, and together we resolve what they said was a problem in the world, which there is no problem that we cannot fix together. It's that simple. But no matter how hard I try to get that particular message across to the world, if I can't get over the wall, if I can't get out there, then I'm just shouting in the wind. Which is really frustrating, because when somebody tells you they're in trouble, when somebody tells you that they need help, they need a resolution, and you offer them that solution, and it's basically rejected by mocking and ridiculing or suppression or whatever. You know, I can't talk to the President of the United States. He's too busy. He's a famous man. He's rich. He ain't got time for a guy like me. But if somehow or another he got this message, and I'm telling him we have every solution necessary to resolve it, and you don't even have to worry about it not making money for people, it's not going to destroy the economy, it actually benefit the economy in so many different ways. And health wise, if you're turning your trash into cash or fuel, then you don't have all the different pollution going on that, you know, could attribute to different types of you know, sicknesses and stuff. Stagnated water that's producing mosquito larvae that's spreading diseases and such. We can fix all of that. We can even solve the problem of how the farmers are inadvertently polluting all the local waterways because of their over-fertilization. They could stop putting certain types of chemicals and use last year's fertilizer, because their last year's fertilizer or this year's fertilizer is actually in my pond. And that duckweed and that watermill is growing so incredibly fast that you can't run out of it. So when they fertilize the heck out of their field and it rains and that water runs down into my pond and turns my pond into a super highly nutrient rich waterway, then that duckweed and watermill is growing hand over fist. It doubles in every 24 to 48 hours. What you had yesterday, you got twice as much today. And if you're not on top of it, it'll get so thick that it'll eventually suffocate itself out and kill the pond. But if you skim it off on a regular basis, it's beneficial because the fish will eat it, and you can use it for fertilizer, you can use it for cattle feed, you can use it for biodiesels, biofuels. And in worst case scenario, if you need to, you could cook it and use it for people food. But hopefully we never get that bad off where we have to eat duckweed for food. But regardless of all that, there's still my point is, there is all kinds of solutions. And the solutions, you know, they can be profitable. They're definitely going to be environmentally friendly. If we put all of our minds together, there is nothing that we can't resolve. And there's no reason why anybody in this world has to drink nasty water. There's no reason why anybody in this world has to go without food or medicines or a home. We could take 90% of all the trash out there, and we could take that material and we could build homeless shelters. Even if they were only temporary homeless shelters, at least they would be well built and they would be self-contained and have everything necessary for them to survive, you know, a harsh winter or, you know, the heat of the summer. We could do this. There's nothing that we couldn't accomplish, but the problem that we're having is not that we don't have the materials necessary, we don't have the resources, because combined we do. You know, you think about the number of people listening in on this radio show right now, and you add them all up, our combined resources, we make a powerful force to contend with. And if we want something done bad enough, if we all agree on what it is that we want done, then we bring our resources together and we do it. We find the most trusted of our group and we send them whatever necessary and we have them build it. And what I could build here, you build there. And I'll ship things to you and you ship things to me. And then we send everything to the person that's actually going to build it and record it and show everybody, look, this doggone thing does what we said it was going to do. It works. And it's proof of concept of clean, renewable, alternative energy that they said that they wanted. Folks, if they really wanted it, it would be done right now. So it's just a political talking point. It's just a way to get people elected into power. It's just a way to get paid protesters job security. It's just a way to give the government more power, to give the companies more power. And that's all it is. Power and money. Greed is what's bringing down humanity. If we the people get fed up and come together, then we'll resolve it. If we don't get fed up and come together, it ain't never going to get resolved. Well, some folks might call today's show a rant. Some might call it a soapbox. I like to kind of think of it as talking common sense. I like to think of it as trying to open up the hearts of the many and the minds and see where we can go with this thing. I want to see what we can do when we work together. And I think, honestly, I think when you see what we can do, I think when the world sees what we can do together, we won't have to have these conversations anymore. It's a struggle to do what I do. And if you want to support me, share the podcast. Throw a thumbs up somewhere. Help keep me inspired and motivated. Bring somebody to the chat room to say hi. Join me on Skype. Something. Be proactive in your community. Help each other out. That's the best advice that I got. If you want to help me out, help each other. Help me to bring free energy to the world. Help me to show everybody everything that I've learned throughout my entire lifetime pertaining to science in this world and how it functions. I'm waiting for that to catch up right there. But I'm serious. I'm serious in everything I'm saying. We have every single thing necessary to resolve every single problem under the sun. With exception of one thing. That missing piece of the puzzle. The one gear in the machine that could make it all work. And that's you. Each and every one of you. Put all these gears together. Put all these minds and all the talent together. And we'll fix this world. Otherwise, we just keep on letting the people do to us what they've been doing to us for so many years. We keep letting them destroy our brothers and sisters around the world. We keep letting them show us videos of children starving in the world and not doing anything about it. We keep on letting them pull the wool over our eyes and lie to us about energy and what's free and what isn't free. We keep letting them keep us under the guise of what they call freedom, which is only an illusion, at least by their standards of how they say we're free, yet suppress everything. I feel like that chicken in Chicken Run. I'm trying to get all of us together. Let's get over the wall. Alright? I'm saying, help me get over that wall. Never had a video go viral. Never had a message go so far that everybody started paying attention to what I had to say. I'm not the smartest man in the world, like I said, but I'm not the dumbest either. I spent a lot of time researching and checking things out and learning as much as I possibly can. And I have this will to want to help the world. So that's what it is that I do what I do. Folks, peace and love. I'm going to end the live stream, and then I'm going to play us up out of here on the Mad Science Show. But Music with Kara Hour is coming up, so I got to get ready for that. So everybody, thank you for joining me. If you like what you heard here, spread the news, okay? That's how you can support me. Peace and love. Everybody take care. So, for the rest of you that are still listening in, you've been listening to Mad Science, and I'm working around getting everything done here. Stop screaming. There we go. Alright. So, thank you everybody for listening in. If you stayed with me this long, I really appreciate it. And somehow or another, I got to hurry up because I'm running behind. So everybody, you've been listening to Mad Science. Peace and love. Take care.
Up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh,
one hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends.
You got a laptop. You got a laptop.
I've got a laptop, baby.
I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.